You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I want to move on to something very different indeed right now. And, well, for the time of the year, it's the Christmas classic Baby It's Cold Outside that has sparked a really interesting conversation. The song has been removed from playlists in at least two radio stations, including Christmas FM here in Ireland, following complaints from listeners. The other station which removed it is based in Ohio in the US. They say the song was inappropriate and at odds with the Me Too movement. One of the station's hosts blogged that although the song was written in another era, the lyrics felt manipulative and wrong. Circa O'Connor has been writing about this. She's a showbiz reporter for the Irish Independent and the Evening Herald. Good morning, Circa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thanks.
So, a Christmas time classic which is falling out of favour, it seems. Tell us more.
Yeah, exactly. It seems that Baby It's Cold Outside has been dropped from, as you said, about two radio stations so far. A Christmas station in Ohio decided that it was against the Me Too movement to keep playing the Christmas song. And then here in Ireland, it was dropped by Christmas FM. Mm. And that was due to, they didn't really get any requests for it, like, over the last few years. So they dropped it from their playlist last year.
That's interesting. Okay, so maybe there isn't necessarily a link to this. But talk to me about the station in Ohio. I mean, they're calling the song manipulative and wrong, which is, you know, pretty strong language.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the problem was that there is a line in the song that says, "Say what's in this drink," and a few people thought that this was a reference to date rape or someone putting a drug in someone's drink and then obviously having their way with them. So it was kind of told by the station that this was inappropriate in this day and age, and the song was dropped. But
Sorry to cut across you, Circa. Before you go on, I was just going to let our listeners hear that, because it's an old classic. There's been loads of versions of it, but the most recent one that was in any way noteworthy, as far as I'm aware, was about 15 or maybe even 20 years ago at this stage. It was Tom Jones and Kerris Matthews. And this is the part of that song, Circa, that you were talking about. It's a duet for people who aren't familiar with it, although you probably are. She's trying to go home and he's trying to make her stay.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Oh, beautiful. Please don't hurt.
Just a half a drink.
Why don't you
more?
Put some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might sing.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink?
There's no caps to be had out there.
I wish I.
So that's the line. Say what's in this drink, Circa, that started all this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, though, because the song also featured on Elf, you know, the Christmas film that's very, very popular
with
people. So it's kind of a surprising move, I suppose, seeing as the song was accepted for so, so long. It's like been around since the 1940s, and it actually won an Oscar as well. So it is an interesting move.
Sure. And did the station in Ohio, did they ask their listeners what they thought of it? Were they getting an overwhelming number of complaints, or was this something they just did themselves, I wonder?
No, it was actually very odd, because when they put up a poll on their Facebook page, I think it was 94% of their listeners voted to keep the song.
Okay.
Because they didn't feel like they were offended by it at all. So there's only 6% of people that thought that it was right to remove it.
And yes, those 6% win the day and win the argument.
Yeah.
And I know that this has led to, as well, questions about another Christmas song, and one which only a few days ago was actually rated as the most popular of all Christmas songs in this country. You know what I'm going to play now? Kirsty and Shane there, and Fairy Tale of New York. And that's the offending part of that song, which we've all heard hundreds of times and sung along to, Circa. And I see some people are asking questions about that and whether it too is appropriate now.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually in 2007 that the issue first arose, and that was 20 years after the song was actually released. And so obviously there's a few words in there that mightn't fly in everyday parlance nowadays.
And even you and I are both reluctant to say them, even though I've just played them.
But obviously the song is lighthearted and things like that too, so it's kind of when things are weighed up. The ban was lifted in the end after loads of fans of the song kind of complained to the BBC that, you know, it wasn't right. And it was interesting because on Radio 1 on the BBC, they had bleeped out the song, but on Radio 2, they were playing it in its normal way. So it was kind of a very strange move. And in the end, at the end of the day, it was lifted, so the song remained untouched.
And so it's still played untouched over there, and indeed over here, and we'll hear a lot of it over the coming weeks. Do you have any thoughts of it yourself, Circa? Because, I mean, on one hand, there'll be people listening to this saying it's PC madness and there's no need for this, and yet, at the other hand, we have had very important conversations as societies over the past couple of years in terms of the dangers that are faced by women, and the Me Too movement is a very important one in my own eyes. Is it overstepping it to bring it into Christmas music, though?
Yeah, well, I think, like, obviously, as you said yourself, it was important to have all those conversations that we have been having for the last few months and, I suppose, the last year. But it is interesting, like, to think that people would be taking the lyrics of a Christmas song to heart, I suppose. And there's plenty of songs in the charts that, like, have questionable morals in them, too. Mm. So I don't know if it's a good precedent to set that we start, like, banning loads of songs then.
Sure.
Like, I know there's a song from the band Little Mix that is called Black Magic, and in that they're kind of talking about, like, almost bewitching someone with a drink as well. So I don't know, like, if it's a funny standard to have, like, are we going to start bleeping out every song that we come across now? I don't know. Personally, myself, when I heard about it, I kind of laughed. It never occurred to me as it being an offensive song, but I suppose there might be people out there, there's 6% out there who do find it insulting.
Yeah. And you were writing about it in yesterday's Indo, which is where I saw it firstly. But I'm just wondering, did you get much feedback from your own readers or even on social media or whatever? Or is this one of those people are not overly plushed by it or plussed by it?
Yeah, like, well, I did put it up on an Instagram story, and a few people, like, kind of got back to me being like, I can't believe that song is after being banned. It's just a nice little song. It's a cute duet between two people. And a lot of people my age would know it from the film Elf as well. So, you know, and they'd never have thought of it as,
seen a darker side, shall we say.
Absolutely,
we'll see where it happens. I don't know if it's going to get much legs or not, but it's interesting to see how these conversations are being held. Circa, I really appreciate your time and thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem, thanks for having me.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Circa O'Connor there, she is a showbiz reporter for the Irish Independent and the Evening Herald newspapers.